This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Always good to be here. Always good to be in the house of the Lord. With God's people, we are keeping God's commandments. The Word of God is also His law. I was taught that His Word is His law. And I'm so glad that I know this, so glad that I'm in the teaching of holiness. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips, my elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day, glad to be with you. We're going to talk about what's needful today. Before we get into that, Childlike Choir, thank God. Here, 425 Laconia Boulevard. Deacon Debbie, our announcements.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@laconiaboulevard.org. at godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We're glad for our anointing that's going on. Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy for the stand that they've taken. And they're with God. And we are with them because we're with God. We're yet with God. Continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine, which is God's word. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, "Keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people." I was taught the scripture at the feet of God's anointed. And that's how you learn about God, sitting at the feet of the one that God sent.
That's right.
And that's how you get understanding. And that's what's needful to follow God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Luke 10 and 42 because it's all about what's needful. And this corona time is no special than any other time, just another day. What's needful is to stay with God. Because things are going to come and go.
Yes, they are.
But God is forever. Isn't that beautiful? That's what's needful. Thank God. Stay with the principles of God. That's what's needful. Nothing else is needful. Let's go to, what did you say? It's Luke 10 and 42. What does it say?
But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part.
It's the good part she chose.
Beautiful.
Because I don't care what's going on, to have a mind to want to live for God is the best part to choose. Isn't that beautiful? What?
Which shall not be taken away from
you. You got a mind to live for God, God said, I'm not going to take that away from you. If you got a mind, cherish it, hold on to it, because God's not going to take it away. The enemy going to try to take it, but God said, I'm not going to take it away from you. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's read the 38th verse. What did it say?
Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village,
mm-hmm.
and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house.
Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. So we know that Mary and Martha had a controversy. But it was Martha's house, wasn't Mary's. So, you know, when you're in somebody else's house, you should be helping them, right? What did it say?
And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word.
That was the best part. Mm-hmm. She chose what was most important, hearing the word. And people get upset when you say, I'm going to church. There's a fair tomorrow, and your relatives come out of town. What you going to do? I'm going to church.
Right.
Well, when are you going to see your relatives? When I get back. More importantly, come go with us. But not many want to come when you say we keep God's commandments. It's because of ignorance.
Right.
But that's what's needful. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Matthew 6 and 31. Let's go there. The only thing is needful is to please God. As the Lord said, why would you be afraid of man, which can destroy your body,
all right.
but rather be afraid of the one that can destroy your body and soul?
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Matthew 6 and 31.
Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink?
We always think about what we're going to eat and drink because everything we do is for our body. Everything we do is to consume.
Yes, yes, Pastor.
With your eyes, with your ears, with your feelings, with your nose. If you don't like the way things smell, you want to move on.com, right? And if you don't like what you see, you try to move to what looks pleasant to you.
Yes.
And these are things we care about. These are the issues of life, right? Read.
Wherewithal shall we be clothed?
What?
For after all these things do the Gentiles seek.
So we all suffer the same thing. So we don't want to get upset because people out there shining their cars with their suits on, with their arm, want to keep every little speck of dust off. We did it too. Some of us did.
Yes, Pastor.
Now some of us own cars that we, car washes and stuff, because they love keeping them cars clean. Making money with it, beautiful, right?
That's right.
But these are the things we want to be concerned about, but not let it be a God to us. In other words, because your child come and bump up against it, I'm going to freak out, right?
Right, Pastor.
These are things, and things get destroyed. Go ahead. What did I say?
For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these
things.
Beautiful.
It's good to know that. God knows what we have need of. It tells you all the time, but yet when the time comes when we need something, Lord, please. And we ask him over and over again, but we don't just say, Lord, I need this. You know what I have need of. You don't have to say it.
Yes, Lord.
But no, I got to say it. You don't have to.
No.
If you believe the scripture. Well, I said, Lord, you know what I need. Because he does.
Mm-hmm.
What?
But seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Now that's what he said. That's what's needful.
Beautiful.
We know all about your need. We know you need shoes. We know you need things for your children. We know you need this. But God said, you seek me first. Seek the kingdom. First, because that's what's needful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Seek ye first the kingdom, what?
Of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added
unto
you.
God promised it's going to be added. So when we go through things, saints, same thing on our jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Things get a little rough. I need a break. God knows what you need.
Yes.
Said, no, I'm going to try to work. Because if God know I need rest, he going to make it happen.
He will.
Because he know that's what I need.
Yes. Beautiful.
But many times we want to break, but we need to work. And that's why doors ain't opening up. They're still on their job. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's what's needful. Stay with the spirit, right?
Yes.
Read.
Yes. Take therefore no thought for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself.
What?
Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof.
Every day that evil is there to try to engulf us. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
But we want to think about now and seeking the kingdom. Don't worry about that enemy. He's always looking. You ain't going to find him. As soon as you spot him, he pop up somewhere else. Isn't that beautiful? Know that? Luke 10:42. Let's read that again. 10:42.
Yes, Pastor. 42.
Needful.
Yes, yes, Pastor. Beautiful.
Lord, I need you. We used to have a song.
Yes, Pastor.
Oh, there's a court and a court man.
All right.
All right now.
Yes, Pastor.
What did it say?
But one thing is needful.
What?
And Mary hath chosen that good part.
Mary chose that good part that's needful. Because
mm-hmm.
we all have needs.
Yes, we do.
But only one is needful. And God's not going to take that away from you. When you're striving to live for God, God's
right,
not going to stop your strive.
That's right, Pastor.
You're going to let you complete your job. And if you say, well, I got so much to work on. If you strive like you're supposed to today and God take you, you're there. Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful, Pastor.
Let's go to Isaiah. No, Isaiah 7.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 7 and 10.
This is beautiful, Pastor. Yes.
It's a blessing to know mm-hmm. what's needful.
It is.
And that's the problem with the world today. They don't know God. They don't know what they need. But it's a blessing when you come to your senses. Isaiah 7 and 10, what does it say?
Moreover, the Lord spake again unto Ahaz, saying,
what?
Ask thee a sign of the Lord thy God. Ask it either in the depth or in the height above.
Wait a minute. Ahaz was special.
Mm-hmm.
And God wanted to give him a sign. Ask me. Isn't that beautiful? What did he say?
And Ahaz said, I will not ask, neither will I tempt the Lord.
Isn't that beautiful? We should all feel that way.
Yes.
Always begging, Lord, give me this. Lord, give me that. Don't you believe God?
Yes.
He know what you have need of, so we don't worry about asking. You don't have to. But if you feel better, sometimes you got to vent. Lord, I need this. I just want to remind you. Fine.
Yes,
I thought the Lord knew all things. No, I just wanted to keep you in your remembrance.
Exactly.
No, it's keep us in remembrance, not God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Read.
And he said, hear ye now, O house of David.
What?
Is it a small thing
what?
For you to weary men?
Wait a minute. So let's not be mm-hmm. worried about wearing out man.
All right.
Because you can't wear out God, but is it a small thing to be mm-hmm. weary men? What?
Yes. But will ye weary my God also?
In other words, we ask for things, but after a couple of prayers, you forget all about it, you go on by, then after the thing pop back up, Lord, I'm going back. I'm coming again to the mm-hmm. altar. Because we don't put the work in.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I keep popping up saying you don't have the victory. Right?
Yes, sir.
What?
Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel.
So the Lord said, I'm going to give you a sign.
All right.
And this sign, there is no
question about it. I'm going to give you a sign that you're going to have no doubt what must follow. So if a virgin going to have a son, you know it's God, right?
That's right.
What?
Beautiful. Butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse
the
evil.
So wait a minute now, it's the same thing. You can't know how to do the good and evil.
Beautiful.
Till you eat the butter and honey.
Go ahead.
That's what's needful.
Go ahead.
People cannot live holy unless they have something to choose from.
Yeah.
If they don't know God, how are they going to choose the right from the wrong? You have to have the butter and honey so you know not to do the evil but the good. Because that's just, you know, this lets you know what's good and what's evil. That's your butter and honey. If you don't have that, you, right?
Yes.
Let's go to Psalms 19 and 7. Let's go there.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful to know that.
Yes.
And even today, it yet warns us today, if you don't have understanding, it will warn you, make you feel you know, I need to call Pastor Simon. What is this? Mm-hmm. That's what it should do, or someone.
Yes,
isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
beautiful. Psalms
yes.
19 and 7, what does it say?
The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure,
what?
Making wise the simple.
Making wise the simple. What?
The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes.
The commandments and the statutes should rejoice us.
Beautiful.
And if you don't feel rejoicing after the commandments, you need to go back to the altar.
That's right.
You need to come back to God and find God because you really don't have him.
Beautiful.
It's supposed to rejoice.
Yeah, beautiful.
The heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure.
Enlightening.
It should enlighten us.
Beautiful.
It enlightens us what God is calling for. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful? Yes.
What?
The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever.
What?
The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether.
All together. In other words, together being one, even ten. Because if you take it away, you cannot function.
That's right.
If you take away one toe, you get a problem. If you take away one finger, you got a problem. You can't build. Isn't that something?
Right.
You need this. It's what's needful to build a house for God. You need the 10 precepts. Read.
More to be desired are they than gold.
What?
Yea, they than much fine gold.
What?
Sweeter also than honey and the honey.
So wait a minute. Butter and honey. So if you should desire God's word more than natural honey, because that's sweet. This is sweeter than that. So butter and honey is what he's talking about. His God's word. You need God's word before you can depart from evil. And before you can discern the evil between the evil and the good, you need God's word. Isn't that beautiful? Now, let's go. What did it say? You read down 11th verse, read it again. A little bit more.
Moreover, by them is thy servant warned.
What?
And in keeping of them, there is great reward.
Isn't that beautiful? So it's needful to have God's word to warn us. You got somebody to do it. Let's go to Job.
All right.
29 and 1.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. Yes.
Everybody said they love the Lord, but when you start reading the word, they have a problem.
Yes.
Like I say, that's the parable. If you find a virgin that's having a baby, you know it's God.
Yes, Lord.
And if you don't eat the butter and honey, you cannot discern between evil and good. That means you just stay in evil and good. It's just that simple. How plain is that? That's the parable, right? Job 29 and 1.
Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, oh, that I were as in months past,
what?
As in the days when God preserved me.
In other words, things were going well. Washed my steps in butter.
Right.
Had no problems. He had overcome the enemy. And he was a light and he was a blessing to everybody. They held him off when he came because Job was a judge. They held him off when he came in the street. They sought his counsel. God had him preserved. The enemy couldn't touch him. What?
When his candle shined upon my head and when by his light I walked through darkness.
Isn't that beautiful? Didn't let nothing fear him. Darkness is like into these corona times and these plagues. You just walk right on through it and let God lead you. You may have a few little casualties along the way, but that comes with the territory, a little few casualties. But not death, just casualties. So you get a little hurt, right? What?
As I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle.
That'd be the zeal, hit the secret. I know God. Nobody know. We all feel like that when we first come to God. Nobody know God but us. It's time to get on. The trial and test gets coming. Wow. Is that the only one know God? Maybe somebody else know God too. No, this is what he said. Abraham alone did I call. Isn't that beautiful? So you're in that seed. The seed alone is who God is calling. And all these other experiences they have, and it's just like unto, but it ain't the real thing. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
When the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were about me.
Isn't that beautiful? God was strong, had him protected. Children were all about him. Children did what they wanted to do, and he prayed for his children, and everything was protection. What?
When I washed my steps with butter, and the rock poured me out rivers of oil.
What else you wash but in the Word? Yes. That's the only thing wash you is the Word and his blood, and all the same thing. Yes. The butter is God's Word. That beautiful? Yes. Let's go to Revelation 7 and 13. Let's go there. Nothing like God's Word, and listen, God got everything man need to get to him. And the beautiful thing is God knows if you mean it or not. Now, your brothers and sisters and people next door may not know, but God knows. Isn't that beautiful? Because God knows all things. So if you got a mind, God gonna make a way. Isn't that beautiful? Revelation 7:13, what's that?
And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes?
What?
And whence came they?
What did he say?
And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation.
So we're going through things. We wouldn't be like Martha. Martha wasn't going through them complaining all the time. Why come my sister ain't hoping me? We're going to go through tribulation because the Lord said, in the world you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. In other words, yes. I've overcome the world. Isn't that beautiful? What?
And have washed their robes and made them white in the blood.
So wait a minute, blood washes your clothes and make it white? So does that honey and butter. Because the butter and honey is God's word. Yes. It washes you. Yes. Made them white?
In the blood of the Lamb.
In the blood of the Lamb. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 11.
Beautiful, Pastor.
And 24.
Beautiful, yes.
Yeah, we record on Thursdays for broadcasts. So occasionally you might hear somebody say night. They say, nah, they're deceiving us. No, we're not. You ain't supposed to know everything. Thank God. 1 Corinthians 11 and 24, what does it say?
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body.
What?
Which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.
Now, body broken for you. Now you do this in remembrance of me. What?
After the same manner, also he took the cup.
What?
Which he had supped.
When
he had supped. What? Saying, this cup is the new testament in my blood.
Now wait a minute. This cup he was drinking was suffering. Mm-hmm. And this cup is the new, what?
This cup is the New Testament in my
blood. So our testament has to be in his word and in his blood, in his suffering. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a testament in his suffering, you're really not drinking up that cup. To drink up the cup is a testament to the New Testament, which is in his blood.
Beautiful.
So in his blood, the New Testament is his word, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
And the word is also his blood, right?
Yes.
Our testimony has got to be in his word.
In his word. Beautiful.
Now, before, our testament was given, but it was in the blood of bulls and heifers. Mm-hmm. But now we have an advocate. Our testament should be in his blood. So we have an advocate with the Father. And if it's not real, it's not covered.
Yes.
Let's go to Hebrews quick. Hebrews 9 and 16.
All right. Beautiful. Yes.
Thank God for Paul. Paul had the vision,
yes,
and Paul knew what he was talking about.
Yes.
You want to get a vision on God? Go to Brother Paul.
Yes.
He'll give you some insight on things, and so will the rest. Hebrews 9:16, what does it say?
For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator.
So, in the Old Testament, those of Israel should have been dying because of their testament to God, right? Which means they shouldn't have been going every year back offering up things because mm-hmm. they had stopped sinning. But if you don't stop sinning, you need to You need a testament. I mean, the blood, right? So now it's the blood. The New Testament is in his blood. But if you don't have no testimony in here, you're not covered. It's in his blood. The New Testament is in his blood, right? Because the testament is about you living for God. But if you ain't died, you don't have no testimony. Because it only goes in force when you did. Now, if you die now, you got a testimony right now. It's in force. Because you died already. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
For a testament is of force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength at all while the testator
lives. Beautiful? So we got testimony. It don't mean nothing if you ain't got no life. If you're not dead to sin, there's no power in it.
Yes.
But his blood is covered. We have an advocate.
All right.
If you're striving sincerely. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Romans 6:6. Let's go there.
All right, yes.
Maybe, you know, some are hearing this and said, well, you know, that sounds like too much work. Let me go over here and find a Baptist church because all you have to do is pray. What's this? How to say? I found the answer. I learned to pray. That's not the answer. Mm-hmm. You can learn to pray all you want to. People learn to pray and preach. That is, if you don't have a life, that's what's needful. Learning to pray don't mean nothing. People always want to be praying all day, and they ain't got nothing gone from their life from day one. Isn't that something?
Yes.
All right. Romans 6:6, what does it say?
Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. The natural man always thinks about that natural crucifixion. All the apostles didn't die on the cross. And all of them didn't, and all the saints didn't die being tortured or martyred. It's to whom it's given. But one death we all got to share, and that's the death of the old man. That's what God is talking about. We'll go a little further. Because the Lord offered up without spot after he got rid of the sin. Read.
That the body of sin might be destroyed.
What?
That henceforth we should not serve sin.
What?
For he that is dead is freed from sin.
Say, but the church will say, well, you can't help but sin. Why is he said he is dead is free? But they all think natural death. It's a spiritual death. Because, Lord, I am the resurrection. Isn't that beautiful? It's a spiritual, because that's why we're trying to kill the old man. It's spiritual, right?
Yes.
What?
Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him.
Wait a minute. When are you going to live with him? When we leave here? No, you live with him now. But you can't live with him now if you're not dead with him. You're trying to live with him. You're striving to live with him. Read.
Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more.
Now, he was raised from the dead, dieth no more. The natural man think, they're talking about when he raised out of the grave. Mm-hmm. Natural. No, it wasn't.
Yes, Pastor.
He died under sin one time. What does it say?
Yes. Death hath no more dominion over him.
For what?
For in that he died. He died unto sin once.
Now, wait a minute. He died under sin, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What did it tell us?
Yes, but in that he liveth unto God.
What?
Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin.
What?
But alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
What?
Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof.
He didn't. That's how he overcame it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor.
What does it say? To be dead indeed unto sin.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor.
He died unto sin.
Yes.
So do we. We got to die unto sin too.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
13 verse says what?
Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness.
That's what's needful.
Unto sin. Yes.
We yield our members as instruments of righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yes. But yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God.
Isn't that beautiful? Let's go back to Luke.
That's
Luke
beautiful.
Luke 10.
Luke 10, yes.
10 and 42.
42,
thank
yes.
God. What did it say?
But one thing is needful.
One thing is needful.
Mm-hmm. And Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
It's a thought.
Yeah.
Yeah,
beautiful.
But that's what we need to keep in our mind.
Beautiful.
What's needful, this life that we live. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Because you want to do many things, but what's important.
Yes, Lord.
Let's go. Proverbs 16 and 1.
Beautiful.
Thank God.
Yeah. Yes, the preparations of the heart in man, of the heart in man, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord.
So wait a minute. Somebody see a drunk and say, that's from the Lord. He's talking about people that live for God.
Right.
The man that live for God. And even the man that don't is from the Lord, because the Lord gave him the devil, and the devil gave him that. Anything the devil gives one, it's God giving it. Isn't that beautiful to know that? What?
All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes.
Everybody in their own eyes, everybody, think their judgment is right. That's why you have God's anointing. That's why you come to God. You come to get what God is telling us, because God's thought is not ours. Many things you might think ain't right, but it's right with God. That's why you come. If you had the judgment, you wouldn't have to come. But that's what God did. God said that that's what's needful. You need someone to bring you judgment. Let you know the evil between the evil and the good when it's a strong meat.
Right. Not
beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Read.
But the Lord weigheth the spirit.
Now, isn't that something? It ain't about anything but how your spirit is in the end. God weighs your spirit. I can't do that, and neither can you. But God can. So we have to watch our spirit, how it acts. Knowing somebody's weighing it. Isn't that beautiful to know that? Because you can't weigh it, but we can figure out how heavy it is by how it acts, though. You got to get a gauge on it. Say, something wrong with their spirit. It's pretty heavy. God got the exact weight. Isn't that beautiful?
Read.
Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established.
So, in other words, I live for God. If you live for God, just how you feel about God, everybody can see it. My work unto the Lord. God is good. Praise God. That's what I think about God, because I ain't got nothing to give him. But when you go to that graduation, you have a lot for your child, don't you? Go ahead. You can do it. You're doing good. Ain't doing nothing. But you want to encourage, right? What about in God? Well, that's right. But don't say, you got to build yourself up. You got to do something with your house. Dung it a little bit. And thank God, like we should be thankful for everything. And not complain or murmur. Be thankful. Be willing to give God. God wants you to give him praise. I thank God.
Yes.
I had a trial and test today. God took me through it, though. Thank God. Just pouring out all your woes.
Beautiful.
And then think you like Job?
No.
Come on. I don't think Trump like Job. Well, probably the wealth of me, yeah. Close. You, that teacher brother said, you got to be somewhere to seek. I'm going through like Job. No, you ain't. Job didn't have, what was that prednisone for all them boils he had?
No.
Well, they probably had a medicine, man. I'm sure they had, you know. I didn't hear him go to get no remedies for it. We got everything you need. You got a bug come by, you can get something for that. Spray it on it, bugs won't come by no more, right? Got something for everything. So we had a good time. But let's don't try to compare ourselves. It's better to say, you know, I ain't going through nothing. You can go through better.
All right.
Oh, going through. No, I ain't going through nothing. Come on.
All right.
As the scripture said, no one have resisted under blood. Thank God for that, right?
Yes.
Read.
The Lord hath made all things for himself.
All things for God.
Yes.
So if we keep this in our mind, whatever we're going through, God did it. Yes. It's for him. Yes. So just think, he want to see how you acting now. Feel like doing this, just complaining. And you got people, when you see the Feed the Children commercial, ain't got no food.
Mm-hmm.
Bugs only attach their skin. The bugs ain't leaving because that's their food.
Right? That's right.
And we complain about everything.
Yes.
I mean, you do. You get a little frustrated when things change. But let's stop and say, well, thank God. And let's try not to complain. That way we get through things a little better. And more importantly, it's not about how we feel, it's about how God feels about it.
Read.
Yes.
All things. The Lord hath made all things.
For himself. Yea, even the wicked for the day of evil.
What?
Everyone that is proud in the heart is.
Everyone that is proud in the heart. What?
Is an abomination to the Lord.
What?
Though hand join in hand, he shall not be
unpunished. Let's go to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes.
Ecclesiastes, yes.
5 and 1.
Yes, Pastor. Beautiful. Ecclesiastes.
Yeah, I'm about ready to close it up, too.
5 and 1.
Thank God. 5 and 1.
Yes, what Pastor. I'm right here, Pastor.
Ecclesiastes 5 and 1.
Ecclesiastes. Yes, Pastor. It's right here. It says, keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. For they consider not.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.